This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip, what are the many signs of sincerity? Now, dear listeners, it is an honor and a blessing to have you with us. Talking about the many signs of sincerity, we find that there are so many people who regard themselves as sincere in intention and in action. But when they examine themselves closely with a microscope or a magnifying glass, they will find that there are ungodly intentions in their actions. Of course, as we have spoken before, when there is no sincerity in our intention, thus there is no sincerity in our actions, and finally, Allah does not accept insincere intentions and insincere actions. So, knowing the importance of sincerity, let's go ahead and point out some signs of sincerity on the basis of the Qur'an and the traditions of the Holy Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt. First of all, one of the signs of focusing on our sincerity and knowing when our sincerity is sincere is focusing on duty and not the title.
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to this segment of the program, Foresight. My name is Muhammad, and today I'd like to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajatul Muti'een Lillah. Please stay with me. Carry us in the ships of your deliverance. Give us to enjoy the pleasure of whispered prayer to you. Make us drink at the pools of your love. Let us taste the sweetness of your affection and nearness. Allow us to struggle in you. Preoccupy us with obeying you, and purify your intentions and devoting works to you. For we exist through you and belong to you, and we have no one to mediate with you but you.
So another sign of sincerity is that one is looking for an action which is necessary. They're looking for an obligation that has been undone. And even though this might entail no money, no title, no fame, and perhaps it will not increase one's welfare, one's income, or social standing. Meaning the action that is being done because it is necessary, because it must be done, because it needs to be done, because nobody else is doing it, and so I must step up to the plate and get it done. And we're not doing it for money or title or fame or welfare or income or social standing. So, for example, rendering a service in deprived regions or small and far-off villages and areas with, for example, bad climates or places where poor people reside, or to engage in necessary works which do not have much social prestige, but they are necessary and obligatory. So, for example, there's a story that one time during this person's youth, he had classes with children and adolescents. Along the way, if youngsters joined, he would feel a sense of pride, but if kids were to follow him, he would feel embarrassed. And so one day, an illiterate old man came out and said to the person, "Are you teaching for the sake of Allah?" "What do you think?" he replied. We will continue after our break. Now we invite you to listen to Brother Khalil Jaafar.
Most of the challenges we face in life, whether it is temptation, a lot of young people will say, why is it so difficult to resist temptation?
Okay.
Or for example, the lack of courage. The lack of courage to say the truth or do the right thing. Whether it is the courage to resist the temptation of sin, or whether it is the courage to speak up against an oppressor. When we ask this question that if I was in Karbala, would I have been able to do what the companions of Sayyid al-Shuhada did? Essentially, the answer to this, the reason why we are not able to resist temptation or have that courage that we want to have within us is because we do not distinguish between tabi'ah and fitrah. And because we do not distinguish between these two, we tend to be more tabi'ah driven. Because that, as we shall see, is more instinctive. Or to put it differently, when you do not recognize fitra, then you identify with the body as your real self. Half the challenge is to disidentify from the body and say, I am not the body. It is one thing to say that, yes, I know I am not the body, and I know this body will die, and I know I am meant to live forever, and I know the body is a carrier. But to live a life with this awareness, with this disidentification from the body, is not easy. Tomorrow morning, when you're sitting in traffic, you forget that. You identify completely. When the temptation faces us, we no longer remember, I am not the body. Why? Because we do not distinguish between tabi'ah and fitra. To understand the importance of disidentifying from this body, or to help us disidentify from the body, I would like us to suppose and work on the assumption that we are aliens on this planet. It is amazing that we are in search of aliens, when in fact we are aliens, we do not belong here. If only we would search for ourselves instead of searching for aliens. Now, if we are aliens who have come from a different world, and we have come to this planet only for a purpose. We are here to learn certain lessons. We have come here as a blank canvas, or we have come here as a block, and we are sculpting at this block and evolving our souls. We are developing something that will emerge at the time of death. Then in order to survive in this harsh environment and in this planet where other animals roam as aliens, we would have to come into a body that can survive on this planet, into a body that can breathe the air in this planet, that can eat the food in this planet. And that is exactly what it is. Now that we have to come to this world, we live in this body that is very humble, but that is perfect for this environment. And it is for this reason that you see this dichotomy, or this strange difference between how divine, how pure, how magnificent the human soul is, when Allah speaks of it, versus the physical body and how humble it is, isn't it? Think of how we eat. What do we eat? We grow things from the ground, plants, fruits. We kill animals and we eat the carcass of dead animals. We wash the blood away and then we roast it on fire. And then with these digits and bones, we pick that flesh of dead animals and we have a hole in the face we call a mouth. We put that in and then it goes down a pipe and it gets... And this is our body. Why are we so weak, so humble, so base outwardly? Because we are aliens here. So an alien needs a body to carry it. And if we take that in mind, then we immediately disidentify. Now we're thinking very differently, isn't it? Now we're thinking, I'm not from this planet. I'm from somewhere else. Can we find this idea of coming down to a lower, baser form in this world from Islam? Yes. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah describes after the Prophet Adam and Hawa alayhim as-salam, after they eat from that forbidden tree, they are now being sent to the world. Allah does not say to Adam and Hawa, go now to the world. قُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ. We said to them, descend and go down, where you will now be enemies to each other. وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرٌ وَمَطَاعٌ إِلَى حِينٍ. And on this earth now you shall have an abode for a little while and sustenance or a means and a provision for a short while.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is Foresight. Now, this person was sure that he was teaching for the sake of Allah, because he wasn't receiving any money for teaching those children. So he quite confidently replied, yes, of course I am teaching for the sake of Allah. And so that old illiterate man said, if you are really teaching for the sake of Allah, then be aware that the God of children and that of adolescents and youngsters is the one and the same. And if they call you teacher of children and children's storyteller, you should not get frustrated or get annoyed. It was interesting, but for that old man, the teachings and the statements that that man had said was divine enlightenment for the person. It taught him that the Lord of the rich and famous and the Lord of the poor and the needy is one and the same. How beautiful would it be, dear friends, if we were all to reach such a stage where we consider it equally prestigious to participate in the assembly of the famous and that also of the unknown and the poor, to study alongside popular personalities and unsung individuals at the same time, to render a service in prestigious centers or even in common and unknown centers, to teach at the simple and elementary level or teach at the higher levels of learning and knowledge, all would be the same for us. Where we should only expect honor from Allah alone, dear friends, and not expect honor from money, fame, material assets, a position, or a crown upon our head. Ilahana, ma'adalak, malika kun liman malak, labbayka qad, labbaytu lak, labbayka in, alhamdalak, walal mulku ya maulak. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah and God bless you all. الحمد لك والعز لك.